Welcome, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers. Playmakers being brought to you, of course, by our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. 10:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maloff, here. I am joined by our head of production, my partner in sports, Mr. Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
We hope you're having a great day. We're going to be taking your calls in a little bit. We're going to talk with Coach Peckman from your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings a little bit later.
Oh, wow.
Right now, joining us on the phone, our new friend Tyler Miller with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Good morning, Tyler.
Oh, I think we lost him.
Oh, did we lose him? We lost Tyler.
Tyler.
Let's go ahead. Tyler, call. Let's see if he's calling right back. Good morning, Tyler. Are you there? Nope. Okay. Well, hopefully he'll call back. We'll go ahead and talk with him and talk a little bit about some of the fun things going on with Rafters baseball.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking with him. We're going to be talking with Coach Peckman. We want to talk with you. 424-2600 is the phone line to call up and join the sports conversation. We know you got feelings. We know you got them.
Yeah.
I am going to force us to talk about the NFL draft
if we don't.
I will go to overtime. I will invade Kristen's show. She won't even know what's going on. I'm just going to call her up and like, hey, I don't care what they're talking about. I'm just going to talk NFL draft. Like, if you guys don't let me.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
We're talking NFL draft today. If I got to force it into the conversation, we will. But we're looking forward to talking with Tyler Miller. Tyler, one of the things that he was excited to join us for to talk about is the promotional schedule with the Rafters. We are your home for the Wisconsin Rebs Rafters.
That's
always
right.
Always have been, always will be.
Mm-hmm.
After everything of Rafter baseball, we love having right here at this studio, in this building.
Yes, indeed.
And of course, the Rafter season is going to kick off on May 29th as they take on the Lakeshore Chinooks. It'll be right here in town.
Oh, great. Home
That's
opener.
Exciting.
Nice.
They got a really exciting promotional schedule. I want to wait until we dive into that until Tyler gets joins us and everything. So we'll just wait until then. For now, let's go ahead and open up the phone lines, 424-2600, if anybody wants to call in and join the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tyler is calling in on the phones as well. This could get a little
dicey,
muddy,
but we'll figure it out. Yeah,
we'll work through it. We're excited about Northwoods League baseball around here. I'm very curious not only the growth of the Northwoods League and minor league baseball in general. I'm curious of where that's going to be in the next 10, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just as curious about the rule changes that are going on in MLB if they are going to be incorporated in leagues like the Northwoods League.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to. I think that the base, you're not going to lose the minor leagues entirely. You need that.
Yep.
You need that development for those players. That is something is we see there's very few players that can jump right into the major leagues.
Can't even
very
remember the last
few.
One that did. Bryce Harper? Maybe? No, even Bryce Harper's in the minors. Yeah.
The few that I remember that actually stuck.
Yeah.
John Olerud was like the only one that I can think of.
Yes. Yeah.
He stayed had a nice long career, but man, Pete Cavilla, maybe? He was like another guy.
when Seth said John Olerud, tell me not everybody had the same image pop in their head, the helmet.
Yep.
The big old helmet of his. Yeah.
And he was great. I mean, smooth, one of the smoothest players you ever saw. What a swing, man. Oh, he was great. But no, you need that development. You cannot go straight from high school or college right to the majors. It just doesn't work. The competition is too much, I think. But for a very, very few people.
It's kind of interesting. You know, the baseball has always been that way, and that's the way that it has always worked.
Mm-hmm.
Seth and I are in a fantasy baseball league.
Yes.
And I was looking at this player that I didn't recognize, and they said this 27-year-old rookie. And it's like, yeah, I forget that sometimes. We get so used to basketball or football or these sports where 19-year-olds are playing this game, you know?
Yeah.
Basketball especially. Basketball, you got 18-year-olds. You got a kid in Victor Wembanyama who is going to be the face of a franchise.
Yeah.
And he's never even played he's never even dribbled a basketball in America.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, wow.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
That kid just turned 18.
Yeah.
Like,
and then you get stories like we had this weekend. Drew Meggy of the Pirates. He's been in the minor leagues for 12 years, and he finally got the call up to the majors. How exciting is that? 33 years old.
That story never gets old.
Me neither. Love it.
I know it doesn't happen every year, but it feels like every year there's a story like that, and it never gets old.
I love it.
It's always cool to hear of that.
Guys who have just toiled in the minors for years, they've never given up on that dream to finally make it to the majors, and he did, which is so cool.
It's all the more why it's such a strong point about the need of a minor league system and how important that is. Now, how they're going to work that out, I don't know. You know, who pays for minor league teams? You know, who runs the minor league teams? Are they their own entity, or are they part of, like, if the Milwaukee Brewers have a AAA ball team, how much of control do they have over said team? I know that they exchange players and all that, but, you know, do they share revenue rights? Do they share, you know, gate numbers, all that stuff? I don't know the details of those things, but I know that it's going to play into this.
Oh, yeah, it will. I think more recently, because of the pandemic, the major league teams have gotten more control over their minor league systems. Before, you're right, it was more of a contractual basis, you know. And that's why, like, some teams would change minor league teams. You know, they say their contract was done, they're looking for a new team for whatever reason. And because, and the reason I think that is, the reason I know that now is because of the deal. I don't know, like, this really didn't get a lot of press, but minor league baseball players just collectively bargained a deal with Major League Baseball, which is the first time that has ever happened.
I think this is fascinating.
Yes, and it's been it was so under the radar. No one heard anything about this. All of a sudden, they announced, we've got a deal with the minor league players. Whoa, which is great for the players. Their pay went up. Their you know, living conditions got better and everything. It's, you know, it's really amazing that they were able to do this. So, and I don't know if they would have been able to do that without being directly controlled by Major League, the teams that actually, you know, use them as farm teams.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really interesting. That has to go into the mix, too, to figure out what the future of the minor leagues is going to be.
As we're getting into, you know, the first quarter of the MLB season, I would say.
Yep.
And we're going to shift to we're still talking baseball. we're just shifting to MLB while we're waiting to hear from Tyler.
Yep.
See if Tyler's able to join us here.
Yep.
Are there any big surprises to you for the season so far? For me, it is teams. It is seeing certain teams doing better than others. And I would say the second big storyline to me, actually the first big storyline to me, is the acceptance of the new rules. We've heard some pushback here and there, but I expected tons of pushback. In football, every year they change what a catch is. Every year they change a different rule
really
in football.
Really seems that way.
And these players roll with it for the most part. You hear barks once in a great while. Basketball, very similar. Hockey, very similar, but people don't listen to hockey players anyway.
Not really.
So it wouldn't matter if they were talking. Other than my house, it doesn't seem like anybody does. But my God, you changed one stitch on a baseball, and every MLB player knows it, and they're messing with them. We all know that it's the most superstitious sport. So changing any sort of change, the weather changing, messes with a starting day pitcher and everything. I'm very impressed with this. I gotta think that there's a couple of things here. One, I'm sure that there may have been a memo sent out to players. Hey, you know, be a good team sport, be a team player. Maybe that happened, maybe it didn't. But I would imagine, knowing this Manfred, that I would be shocked.
Yeah.
I would be, with the over micromanaging that he does and those things, I would be very surprised if that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean the players are going to listen, you know? So they, if anything, if he sent that out, they might push back on it just because it's him.
Yeah, right.
What I find interesting is the acceptance of these rules. Fans seem to accept them right away.
They do.
I did not hear a lot of pushback on that, but the players, it's been very interesting.
Yeah, it has.
Let's hear from a caller. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Yeah, how about them LA Angels, them three home runs in a row.
Back to back to back.
I love that.
Yeah, that was something. Had a good night last night, they did. Yeah. Did you enjoy that game, Garrett? Did you get to see it?
Yeah, I did. I watched that Brewer game, too. That big blaster in the eighth inning.
Yeah.
Wow.
We gotta talk about that a little bit. Always appreciate the call, sir. You have a great day. Thank you, Garrett. Appreciate you. 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, for you, what has been really standing
out? A couple of really interesting stories. My favorite story by far right now is how the Pittsburgh Pirates are playing.
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden Andrew McCutchen shows up back where he belongs.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah,
by the way, the opening day, that just still gives me chills. Him coming out to bat and the crowd in Pittsburgh just cheering, him taking a moment.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. That was so awesome. And now they're playing like vintage Pittsburgh 2013.
Yeah.
It's like, what the heck's going on?
Which really helps them out because they haven't changed their, they haven't given them those poor guys new uniforms since like the 50s. So
I love the black and yellow, though. It's my favorite. I love it. Yeah.
I don't know many people saw the NL Central being 1-2 Pirates Brewers.
No.
That's pretty interesting.
Maybe the Brewers, not the Pirates.
Yeah. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi, this is Tyler Miller with the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Operations Manager here.
I thought so, Tyler. Thank you so much for joining us. How you doing, sir?
I am doing well. How are you guys?
Doing good. Tyler, I want to get into the promotions schedule with the Raptors. I want to talk about the ticket sales and stuff with you. But real quickly, Tyler, you haven't joined us before, so let's get a little bit of an origin story from you, sir. Let's go ahead and let the audience know a little bit about you, Tyler. This isn't your first run with the Raptors. Let's go ahead and start right there.
Yeah, it is not at all. This is actually going to be my third season in Wisconsin Rapids. I was lucky enough to be an intern 2 years ago. Working for the broadcast and doing the camera directing and all of that fun stuff. And Chloe DeVries offered me a full-time position at the start of last season. So I took on an assistant general manager role last year and excited to be back for another season. I live here now full-time in Wisconsin Rapids and really feel a part of the community here working for the Raptors.
It's really great to hear. That's awesome, Tyler. We appreciate it. We are just talking about the season kicking off May 29th against the Lakeshore Chinooks right here in Wisconsin Rapids. How excited are you guys for opening night?
It's exciting. when we had that last playoff game last year and kind of tore the stadium down and got it ready for a brutal Wisconsin winter, all I could think about all winter was that opening day and what it's like to open up the gates to historic Witterfield and see the fans come in and just experience baseball here in the town like this.
I was around the park the other day, and we barely had like 40, 50 degree temperatures. We were a day away from having some snow touch the ground, and I hear one of the greatest sounds you can hear in life, the crack of a bat right there at Winterfield. And I look over. I didn't even know there was players over there. I look over. There's a bunch of guys out there playing catch, hitting the ball around and everything. I immediately looked at the scoreboard. They're just playing catch and everything, but I'm looking at the scoreboard because I just cannot wait for after baseball to kick off. It's all exciting, the game, the players on the field, the talent on the field, of course, that the Raptors put out there year in and year out. We understand that. We know we're going to see some home runs, some strikeouts. We're going to see a good team put together. The promotion side of thing is always so interesting, and you guys do such an amazing job year in and year out. Let's go ahead and start with the promotions and let people know about what they can expect this season.
Yeah, no, I'd love to get into that. And again, I mean, it's great that we can able to provide some of this entertainment and something to do here on a weeknight and a weekend in Wisconsin Rapids. So we try to really focus on the promotional schedule and see what'll get some people out. I have it here in front of me, and just looking right off the bat, we have two entertainment acts coming to Witterfield this year. Some of the listeners who attended the All-Star game might remember Tyler's Amazing Balancing Act.
Mm-hmm.
He came out last year and is a great time. And he won't do it since it's outside, but he's known to balance a 10-foot ladder on his head. And he's a fun time and a really good guy and very family-friendly entertainment. So that's taking place. Just our second home game kicking off the summer with a cool entertainment act. And that's sponsored by Connexus Credit Union. And the other entertainment act that I always that I got approached to do this year was they're called the Boogie Bros.
Mm.
I highly encourage you go to their YouTube page or Google them and see what they're all about. But we're going to be joined by a mascot named Tiki Time, and they're going to provide some in-between inning entertainment. And looking forward to that. And we've got four fireworks shows this year. I had mentioned it on the Facebook post that I made, but I do apologize to the people that live in the area. We just like to light up the night sky in the summer. So we've got four huge firework nights planned during the summer, kind of spread out throughout the summer. Taking a look at some of our giveaways, which I know a lot of people like.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a Spires Health rally towel this year again, which I know has kind of turned into a collector's item over the past couple years. People just like kind of collecting the rally towels from year to year.
Yeah.
We're doing a Solaris can cooler this year for the first 500 fans through the gate. So get your can coolers that you can use for the beverages out here at the stadium. Let's scrolling down here real quick. Probably one of my favorite things that I was able to put together this summer or this off season was our bobblehead.
Yeah.
We're super excited to announce that we're going to be doing an Aspirus Health Bryson Stott bobblehead. For those listening, and Bryson Stott most recently just played on the 2022 World Series for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
Is a 2017 Rafter. So he played here in 2017, and most recently again was on that World Series team.
Mm-hmm.
So we're super excited. I reached out to him and, you know, thanked him for playing here and wanted to recognize his performance that he's had in his MLB short MLB career. Just made his debut, I want to say last year or the year mm-hmm. before. So we're super excited to be doing that, and we kind of mocked a bobblehead after him and going to give that away. So we've got lots of fun giveaways, lots of fun entertainment nights, different theme nights, of course some fireworks, and we're ready to go for the season for 36 home games here at Winter Field, that's for sure.
Oh, that is so good. And you're darn good at this, by the way, Tyler. Yeah. Nicely done.
It's my TV background. It must be.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. We're huge fans of bobbleheads around here. We've got a couple that we've been collecting. So, of course, we're excited about that. Especially, it's cool to be able to highlight a former Rafter. Once a Rafter, always a Rafter.
Yeah. Having a heck of a season so far this year, too.
Yeah.
He's been tearing it up.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's fitting real good in that lineup.
Yep.
It's great to see.
Yeah. Friday, July 14th, the Skyward Unsung Hero Appreciation Night. I wanted to mention that as well. That's a really great one. We're looking forward to that. Of course, you guys are bringing back Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nakusa Military Appreciation Nights. That's always appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
We greatly appreciate you guys doing that. And another thing that the Rafters do, they host, it feels like it's right around the corner, the United We Can event with the United Way. We are able to do such good work with that event. We take in a doubleheader, we get the great game or just a game, and then we also are able to do such good in this community with this event.
No, totally agree. I actually have a meeting next week scheduled with the with my contact with United Way. It's one of my favorite ones, honestly, that we do. This year, it actually I heard you stop yourself. We always do it on the doubleheader. And this year they actually, just with the doubleheader being in middle of July, they wanted to keep it towards the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So typically in the past they've always came and during the morning game they bring these companies and they get their cans and they build the food sculptures and then kind of show them off during the night game and fans can vote on them and pick the best one. This year it's just going to be kind of they're kind of come in during the afternoon and build them and have them ready to go for that night game. But it's always a great time, and again it's more about the mission that we're doing. Yes, it's cool to see some funny and cool food sculptures, but knowing that all that food's going to get put to good use after the game and go to the right places that it needs to go is what it's all about.
One of the things that we're excited about too is ticket sales. If people want to get those tickets, they want to be able to just already put on their calendar, okay, I'm going to this game and that. So Tyler, let's tell them about that a little bit.
Yeah, so that's actually why I was about 15 minutes late calling in today. I just, right before I called in, I activated our ticket system. So
all right.
Tickets are now available for purchase for the 2023 season. You can go on our website, raftersbaseball.com, and right on the front page, there's a huge buy tickets now sign, and it'll take you and show you kind of all of 36 home games that we have, and it'll show you the opponents. The one thing I am working on right now is to get the promotions built into that, so you don't have to go to a separate page.
Mm-hmm.
So give me today, and I'll have all the promotions of the games here on the ticket system. But just wanted to talk about it and get on here and share the good news that, yeah, we're rocking and rolling for the 2023 season, that's for sure.
Tyler, when creating these promos, when working on this, I imagine that all of these are special to you and they all have a different meaning. Is there one that's, you know, you're really, really just a little more excited than the others for or anything?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you guys have seen it. And one thing that I'm kind of honing in on this year is our special jerseys. Those are always my favorite. It's just designing them and working with the vendors. We're lucky enough, again, kind of giving you an inside look on the back end of the front office. But I work with a rep who does MILB jerseys, MLB jerseys. They're the provider of jerseys in
that's awesome.
In that. So the fact that our small team gets to work with somebody like that and get some cool designs back. So my favorite one this year so far that I have planned is we're doing a Latino night here at the ballpark.
Oh, cool!
Sponsored with La Taqueria. Nice. And so we're partnering with them and making it a whole night. And if you guys have not seen the jersey that we're doing for that, highly recommend looking up that one. I posted on social media last week.
Yeah.
It's an Aztec calendar, 90s soccer theme.
Yeah.
Kind of Mexican jersey. So.
Oh, wow.
Tyler, it may be the coolest baseball jersey I've ever seen.
It's really cool. Oh my gosh!
I don't care if I'm in revisionist history, if I'm in the moment or whatever. I need that jersey in my closet. It's awesome.
No, it again. That's one of my favorite parts is just sitting here and sitting with the taqueria and saying, "Hey, what do you guys like? What do you want on this jersey?" That was the first thing that got brought up was the kind of old school soccer jersey look of when they used to play in the World Cup and all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
So, we really went into that, and like I said, all credit goes to O2 Sports, which is the provider that we go through, but they're super fun to work with, and we came up with that idea. And so those jerseys will actually be auctioned off during the game, so game worn ones. And then for the first time ever for the special jerseys, I'm actually doing T-shirt designs with them as well. So cool. Our team store will have some T-shirts with the Los Raptors logo on it this summer.
And since I got you right here, Tyler, can I just put my name on the list, a waiting list for one of those right now? Can I?
Yeah. you'll be the first one.
I appreciate that. I really do. I wish I was kidding. It's so exciting. I cannot tell you how much we appreciate you joining us, Tyler. We're just jacked for this. Looking forward to this season. We enjoy Raptor baseball year in and year out. As much as we love winning, it doesn't matter. We love our Raptors, and we're going to support our Raptors, and we'll meet you at the ballpark. We want to encourage people to get their tickets right now. As Tyler just let you know, in this conversation, we can let you know that the tickets are on sale. Go to northwoodsleague.com to find out more information. Tyler's going to join us again.
I'm sure, yeah.
Get used to us, Tyler, because you're going to be joining us all season long. We're hoping to have some players join us as well throughout the season. Going to be fun.
No, I'm super looking forward to it. I know I have fans and people come in all the time. Talking about this program and how much WFHR means to this community and what you guys do. So I thank you that the Raptors can be a part of that. And here in less than a month, I'll probably be bringing our radio broadcaster on to get him introduced to the fans and everybody for this year. And I will definitely be joining on to talk about some fun things, and we'll get some players on and get going, because we're excited. And after last season, I know we were talked about a lot having the historic season, but going to be hard to beat that, but I have a feeling we can do that in different ways this year. So
agreed. Well said, Tyler. Good to talk to you. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us.
No, thank you guys so much for your time, and we'll definitely be in touch and look forward to coming on again.
Talk soon. Right. Take care. Again, you can find out more at northwoodsleague.com. As Tyler just let you know, those tickets are on sale right now. Get them at northwoodsleague.com.
All right.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we're going to have Wisconsin Rapids River Kings head coach and GM, Coach Peckman, join us.
All right.
I'm going to just see how things are going. I want to touch base with Coach a little
bit.
Sure, that'll be fun. Coming up on Playmakers here at WFHR. Playmakers, of course, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Welcome back to Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here at WFHR. Seth and James here with you, and we're joined right now on the phone by our good friend, GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. We have Coach Paul Peckman joining us. Good morning, Coach.
How you doing, James?
We're doing good. I got Seth with me here, Coach. We're doing good. We're already missing River Kings hockey. I'm going to be honest with you. We miss you guys. We miss the games and everything. How have you been? How's the offseason treating you?
Yeah, so far so good. It's been a little relaxing, nice weather, and I get to sit on the sidelines and watch my son play lacrosse, so it doesn't get any better than that right now.
Yeah, right on.
Nice.
Very cool to hear. I miss I, I I kind of missaid that, though, my opening statement to you, sir, because there is no off season for you. Really,
not really.
Especially in sports in general nowadays. Yeah. But if you don't know about hockey and people like in a position like coach here, where he's a GM, he's a coach, you are constantly scouting. You are constantly looking for other players, maybe tinkering with your playbook. Coach, what is your off season like?
Well, I'll tell you what. In about 3 days, I'll be heading to Detroit. So that's the first trip on the docket, and then Chicago twice, back to Detroit, back to Minnesota. So we got a busy off season right now. I'm just talking to a lot of players. You know, just guys that are different leagues. I'm watching a lot of games from players in different leagues that might be interested in coming here. You know, I watch a lot of video of guys that reach out to me, and it's back and forth, and just making sure that we got the right fit, you know, getting on a lot of video calls with parents and the player, and introducing our program, and so they understand who we are and what this community is all about and how special it is for them to come here. And you know, we're rebuilding our website, so that's, you know, I'm excited to get that completed, and that's an extra tool for me to use, you know, in the recruiting process. So guys really get a feel of what it's like to play here and play in front of these tremendous fans.
How important is it when scouting these kids, Coach, to, you know, talent, speed, all those things can be great, but if it doesn't fit your system, is it more important finding a kid that fits your system, or like you just see somebody like, okay, that kid flies on the ice, I need him on my team?
Yeah, you're right. You want guys that are disciplined and you're looking for certain things. But those things can be taught. You know what I mean? You got to have, number one, is you got to have the right mindset and the right character. For me, I want guys that are all in all the time. You know, that are working hard in the gym, off the ice, taking care of themselves, that are committed. And that kind of stuff, you know, the systems and all that is easily taught. And if you get guys that are all in, they want to learn, they want to fit. And so I'm looking for special things. I'm watching this guy up in Canada right now that is just flat out flies. Mm. He's a 6'2", 200-pound forward that just motors. And now it's just understanding, okay, well, where does he fit in here? What can I use him? The kid wants to play here back in the States, and, you know, hopefully he's in the championship in his league right now. So we're just watching and seeing how he does, and I like what I see. Now it's just a question of where does he fit? Mm. You know, what kind of player is he? You know, you don't want 25 Gretzky's. you know, although it's nice at times.
Yeah, right.
you need guys that play roles. Mm. And just play to their strengths and teach them the other aspects of the game to help them evolve and develop and make them more attractive so that when it comes college time, they're more attractive to these coaches.
Right. The last time we talked, it was pretty close to the end of the season. A lot of emotions when it comes to an end of a season. Even if you were to win it all, there's a lot of emotions involved. You've had some time to sit back, let those things kind of settle a little bit. How do you feel that this first season for you here in Rapids with the River Kings? How do you feel about that? How did that go for you?
I think it went really well. I'm excited. I'm very proud of these guys. I think we had a great year. To be expected, a little bit better than where I actually thought we would be. So, you know, getting to the second round is exactly where I was hoping to get to, if not to the Nationals, right? So you always want to make playoffs. That's the bar. You know, personally, with very limited staff, I think, you know, we had the right guys that bought in for the majority, and we had a good group, you know, which made it easy to manage for the most part, good leadership. And so I was happy with the group that we had and where we went. You know, obviously now it's the next step, and, you know, what do we take from here? Well, now we got to make another step forward here. We can't go backwards. We got to continue to grow We have a good core group of returners coming back. We have already five new signed players. So we're about halfway home right now, which is way better than I was last year. I'll take it.
How quickly does that spread? You know, as far as, hey, the coach has got some good things brewing over there in Rapids. You know, I might want to play over there. Like the word of mouth in hockey. I know for when I was a kid around my dad and his friends and everything, it seemed like they were a newsletter, a walking newsletter when it came to, you know, and not just about the NHL, of course, but like any hockey leagues and stuff. How quickly does that spread for, you know, a new coaching staff, a new GM and all that in the new area? Now it's kind of, you've had this year, you've had a successful first year. How quickly does that spread to people understand we got something good brewing here in Rapids?
Very quickly. You know, and again, it's just about your connections and your relationships and the people that that know who you are and what you're doing, right? So, you know, and the guys that have aged out that played for us this year are helping me recruit.
Nice.
So it's always nice to know that if you take care of your players and you do right by them and they do right by being committed here, they're going to spread the word to their buddies, right? Mm-hmm. And to the people back where they live and the countries. I have Tobias and Ewan Hill in Norway and in England recruiting for me, right?
Wow.
That's when you know that they enjoyed being part of this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I got Tobias that says he wants to be a scout for me, right?
So it's so cool.
It's funny how that happens because they loved it here. And that just means that this place is special. So it spreads like wildfire. Mm-hmm. And, you know, guys like Will Chicarico and Johnny Leppert recruiting guys that their buddies playing on different teams, now they want to come here or they're interested in this. And that makes it life a lot easier.
Yeah.
You know, and I can actually go on a vacation, maybe.
Here's hoping. Here's hoping, right. You're able to. To that point, sir, we're used to our Kings, our Rafters joining us when they're in season. I can't thank you enough for making the time to join us, you know, when you guys are out of season here. And we're going to be talking to Coach again before the season starts and everything. Coach and I have been talking, and we're going to do this throughout the year. He's going to join us every once in a while, giving us updates. I can't thank you enough for that, sir. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to do that, especially how busy you are and how much you deserve a vacation.
Right, exactly.
Well, I appreciate it, and you know, love coming on with you guys. And I may be in town last weekend in May because I'll be up in Detroit, and then I got to go to Minnesota the next weekend, so I may just stay in Rapids for the week. So I may be in studio with you guys.
Door's always open. Looking forward to it, Coach. And again, have a great day. Have a great week ahead. We'll talk again real soon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Take care. Coach Paul Peckman, GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, joining us there. God, that's awesome.
I
love it. Rafters, River Kings, we're talking
all
local.
In the same show. Now, I ask you, I'll do my best, Bill McLaughlin. I ask you, James J. Maloff.
Yes.
Where else would you hear a show like this?
Nowhere else.
Rafters and the River Kings on one show, one sports show. This is local. That's right. You can't get any more local than this.
That's local coverage, baby.
That's right.
Local coverage. We'll get our break out of the way. We'll take care of that right now. We'll come back. We want your phone calls, 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. The Playmakers, being brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here at WFHR. Welcome back to Playmakers here at WFHR.
It's in the morning.
Yeah. It's
still the morning.
Technically. We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining Seth and I. We are here to take your phone calls, 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. There is plenty to talk about. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Of course.
But since there's no calls right now, I'm taking my window. I'm taking my opening, and I'm bringing up the NFL draft.
You know, this is hilarious because James mentioned earlier we're in a fantasy baseball league together. Yeah. I was hoping against hope I would face you this week.
Yeah.
Because you'd be totally distracted
yes, yes.
by the NFL
yes,
draft,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I would be been like just cleaned up against you.
I wouldn't have had pitchers in. I've been trying to put like college players into my like college football players into my fantasy baseball lineup. Yeah, it'd have been very confusing for me, but if, a win for you. Yeah, that's right. Definitely been a win for you. Not that you need it. You've been doing well in that league.
Oh, says don't be modest, Mister. You've been tearing it up, man.
I got a great team.
You
this
have
year,
a great
man.
Team.
I'm one of those people that doesn't want to like doesn't want to call attention to it because I'm afraid that'll like ruin
jinx it, right? Yeah,
jinx it or something like that. The NFL draft is this Thursday. It kicks off at 7. It'll be on primetime TV. It'll be on ABC. You'll be able to see the first actually couple of rounds before it goes to like ESPN and that kind of thing.
Wow.
It's exciting to me. Now, the NFL draft I've rambled about before, and I love the storyline. I love the idea of seeing this kid play his first college game and possibly playing his last. I've mentioned Marshall Faulk before. I had that happen with at San Diego State. There's a couple, like quite a few players over the years that I've seen this with, and I just enjoy that part of it. The other thing that I enjoy, it reminds me of the Olympics. The thing that I, especially as an older person, the thing that as I've gotten older, the thing that I enjoy so much about the Olympics is it's that one time of the year or the, you know, whenever where we're all on the same team. Like, you know, I know that there's Americans that'll root for Mexico or root for Canada or other countries and stuff. But overall, most Americans are chanting USA,
right.
USA, like we're all on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to that with the NFL draft. Everybody, all 32 NFL teams, at least before the first pick is made, have hope. Have hope.
Yeah.
It's the one time a year that it don't matter how bad your team was last year, you got hope on your side. You got, right. Oh, it could be different. We signed this free agent and we got this, we're this high in the NFL draft and we can grab this kid. And, you know, you got all these mock drafts and the Papador's got his mock drafts and everything. And it's just exciting. I love the element of hope being in sports. You don't see it very often. And we all know how this works. Like, I've been watching this draft, I've been watching the draft for over 30 years.
Right.
And I will promise you, this, the New York Jets fans will hate their pick, like or the Giants fans. A New York fan will hate their pick.
Oh, they always do, yeah.
But up until then, we still have hope. The New York fan still has hope. Even I love that about this.
I would be a little worried if they actually liked their. We're like, wait, what's going on here?
Yeah,
this is wrong. What is going on here?
It throws you off when that.
Yeah.
I think that there's a lot of that involved in it. And you know, looking at our local teams around us and everything, you look at the Lions, you look at the Vikings, you look at the Bears and Packers.
Yeah.
There's nothing but storylines with all four of those teams.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
There's a lot of cool things happening with all those teams and a lot of interesting things happening with all those teams. And I'm doing my best and seeing how long I can go to talk around Aaron Rodgers. I really am trying, everybody. I know you're tired of it.
We have been so good on this show.
Yeah.
Let me give you some credit, Randy. Everyone else has been on it. Not talking Aaron Rodgers.
I think we've done a good job.
Because we don't need to. Everyone else and their brother is doing it.
Yeah. I do, though, have to bring... we do have to talk a little bit about him,
sure.
With the NFL draft. Because...
Right.
They're playing a game of chicken right now with each other, the Packers and Jets.
Yeah.
And you know, there are... One of the dumbest games to play is chicken. Like, even when you win, you don't really win.
Not really.
Like, and what's your win? Okay, you're alive. There you go. That's the win.
You're alive, right? And you have soiled pants.
Yeah,
you know, basically, right?
Yeah.
How's that a win?
Right now, what's happening is interesting, and we've never seen anything like this before. We've seen big names get traded, big names demand to be traded.
Mm-hmm.
We've never seen a guy who, for one, has his own propaganda piece in the Pat McAfee show, and that's nothing against Pat McAfee.
No.
It's just that, I mean, come on. Pat McAfee doesn't ask him hard questions. He doesn't ask him follow-up questions even. It's just Aaron goes on there and speaks.
Good for Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah.
Great for him. Yeah. Get your money, Pat.
Yeah, that's right.
I got none against Pat McAfee.
No.
I don't even actually have anything against Aaron Rodgers.
Not really.
I don't blame him for doing it. A lot of us would do that if we could. It's just also you can't talk out of both sides.
Yeah.
You can't go on national television and say, I'm going to be a Jet. I plan to play for the Jets. When you hurt your old franchise a little bit in some ways, which he doesn't seem to care too much about.
Not really, no.
But you're hurting the team that you want to go to.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, for somebody who considers himself the smartest person in the room, no matter what room he's in, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen an athlete do in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen some dumb stuff, but that is the definition of dumb.
Yeah, right.
Like, you're just tying the hands of your GM, of Joe Douglas. So in that respect, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're Joe Douglas, you've got the Packers who are trying to put you over a barrel.
Of course.
Which they should. They should do that.
I would. In their position, I'd do the same thing.
If I'm a Green Bay fan or I'm a Green Bay GM, I feel pretty much the same. I'm going into the season and I know what I got. Whatever extra I get, fantastic. That's wonderful. But if he just sits on the bench all season long, or if he, quote unquote, retires or any of these things, I'm going to keep doing my thing. Mm-hmm. We already figured that was going to happen. Yep. So we've already got a plan in place. It's the Jets that are in a – because the Jets, by all accounts, and they're even reporting this, there is no plan B. There is – this. It's this or nothing.
Wow.
So – do you want? I asked the question to the audience. Do you want to see a deal get done before the draft so you can get those draft picks of the Jets?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you wait and try to get the 2024 draft picks? Because the 2024 draft, by all rights, everybody is saying is a lot better than this one, although this one is not bad. There's a lot of meat on the bone in this one.
Right.
And there's the if you wait. That draft pick, by all rights, the Jets should be a playoff team if they get Aaron Rodgers.
Should be, yeah.
That means that number one pick that you get from the Jets for 2024 is not going to be as valuable as this pick. It's not going to be as high.
Right.
It'll be in the 20s. You know, and I mean, at a certain point in the first round, it might as well be a second round pick.
Yeah.
You're just paying first round money.
Right.
So if I'm a Packer fan, if I'm the Packer organization, this has got to get done this week. This has got to get done before that draft. I want this year's picks. I don't know what next year is going to look like. They could go 16-0. They could go. I mean, they that pick is a 32nd pick. It might as well be a second rounder. They're also, I think the fan base has to also understand there is a scenario here where you don't get a you know, Solomon's gift back here and everything.
Yeah, a haul, right.
Yeah. There's a chance that this isn't the Matthew Stafford trade, that this isn't more currently the trade for the first round pick that the Bears made with Carolina.
Right.
Where I still can't believe it's been months and I still can't believe they pulled that off. I don't know what Carolina's thinking. I don't know how that happened, but thank you, Carolina.
Very un-Bear-like to do something like that.
Yes, yes. Like a smart move by the management of the Bears.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't know. I still don't believe that actually happened, and I'm still on the fence about if they can pull this off and make it actually work, because they still got to do something with that number 9 pick.
Maybe hope springs eternal, like you said.
And there we go with hope. So what is your hope, Packer fans? What are you hoping for? Would you like to see this trade happen now? Do you care if he's traded? Are you done? Are you that burnt? Like, because I think everybody's burnt out of this story. But are you burnt out to the point where you don't even care what the haul is? You just want something done. Or are you burnt out to the point of where it's literally white noise what I'm saying right now? You're not hearing a word of this.
Yeah. I'm curious about the Jets, how this messes up their drafting this year.
Yeah.
I mean, what is this going to do to them if they, you know, because I don't even know where they are in the picks. I don't know where they are in the draft right now. But because obviously you're not going to, if you want, you've made it known, Aaron Rodgers is our guy. Like you said, no plan B. Well, then that means they're probably not going to draft a quarterback, right? Because we see what happens when you draft a quarterback under Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
he gets very upset about that, right?
Yeah. That's funny. That's just funny.
So I you'd think this is going to be a fire under both franchises this week before the draft. You'd think.
The Jets currently hold the number 13 pick.
Okay.
So, and the Packers hold the number 15 pick.
Yeah, right.
So if the Packers can pull this off and they get that 13 and they have the 15, one, you can sandwich that together and maybe move up in the draft.
Sure.
Or you just sit pack and grab whatever's the most talented players on the board, which
tends
to be one of the things the Packers does. And I think if I'm a Packer fan, that's what I'm hoping for.
Right.
Get me that number 13, and anything else after that is icing.
Yeah, gravy, yep.
Because, again, Aaron Rodgers kind of puts you in a tight spot here. If I'm other teams, I would have still been calling right up until that day. Before that, Vegas hadn't made the signing of Jimmy Garoppolo and stuff.
Right.
So, like, if I'm Vegas, I'm still hammering the phone. And if I'm Gutenkotz, I'm taking those calls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because he said he'd go to the Jets and he might retire and all these things and all that, call his bluff. I would call Aaron Rodgers bluff in a heartbeat. I'd love to play cards with Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers always believes he has a full flush. Every time Aaron Rodgers has ever picked up a deck of cards, he knows he's going to win that game, and he knows he's going to. And look, that served him well. I'm not begrudging him that or anything like that. It served him very well. He's going to walk into the Hall of Fame. He's got a Super Bowl ring on his hand.
Yeah, it's worked. I mean, he's shown that he can do it. He's capable.
But I would play into that if I was the Packers. I would ask for as much as I can, and obviously they're doing that.
Right.
But I also I wouldn't be desperate. I wouldn't. Say this plays out and it doesn't happen because it's the Jets. They can mess this up. And the trade doesn't even happen, and they're going into the season with Zach Wilson as their starting quarterback.
Yep.
What scenarios do you think plays out here with Aaron Rodgers? Does he retire? Is he going to sit the bench? Do they have to start all over, and they have to start him, and Jordan Love's backing up again?
Yeah.
Like
that's like nowhere. I mean, who knows? If this doesn't happen, I mean, I have no clue what's going to happen.
We as fans take lightly, oh, they haven't even, like, we still got the draft. We got weeks before, we got months before there's even spring training or anything. Mm-hmm. What's the worry? What's the concern? That's not how this works.
Yeah.
That's not the NFL anymore. Mm-mm. The reason that the Rams were able to win a Super Bowl after, like, looking like junk the year before that and everything was because of the flip over, because there's no off time anymore. They're constantly working. The owners, the management, the scouts, they're all working and working and working to give a Sean McVay everything to fit his formula. Mm-hmm. The players are practicing together. You got quarterbacks and wide receivers getting together in the offseason, playing catch, building chemistry, all these things. There's a reason why teams win. There's a reason why the New England Patriots were dominant for over a decade, mm-hmm. because there was no offseason for them. Tom Brady and those receivers, a week or two after the regular season ended, whether they won a Super Bowl or not, were getting together, were practicing. That's the NFL, so it does matter. Every day matters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Boy, it'll be interesting to see what happens here coming up this week. It's I'm fascinated by it.
David Bakhtiari recently came out and talked pretty openly about all of this. He told Mike Silver's Open Mic podcast over the weekend about the transition, that it's a rebuild. He's the first person used the word rebuild, though.
Wow.
I haven't heard that. Quote, "We're moving on from a Hall of Fame quarterback. I literally today talked to Jordan about this. I'm like, the Packers rebuilt from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. What are we going to say? It's not a rebuild? Like, that it is what it is, and that's totally fine. I'm not saying that we're going to be bad. I'm not saying we're going to be good. I don't know. I don't know, and that's the beauty."
Right, but rebuild is such a dirty word in sports. Right. People fans do not want to hear the word rebuild. So I understand why, but I like his honesty, his candor right there. Yeah. That's going to kind of look what it is. That's what happened after Brett Favre left. It took him a couple of years to get going, and then they had a great string of success. So yeah, I see no problem with it personally, but.
I think Bill Belichick said something recently about when asked about what Patriots mm-hmm. fans should think of the last couple of seasons or whatever, and he's like, look at the last 20 years.
You know?
Look at what I've done over the last 20 years.
Right.
Like, if anybody shouldn't have to prove they know what they're doing, it's Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I think if you're a Packer fan, I think you could take a lot of comfort in the way your organization has been run for the last 20, 30 years.
No, I'm
and
with you.
I know that there is... Because this is the thing, you have two Packer fans sitting next to each other. One of them is going to tell you that that they are very proud of it and that they have a lot of confidence in it. The other one's going to tell you we won two Super Bowls with two Hall of Fame quarterbacks and that's it, and they expected more.
Yeah.
So I don't know, where the average fan lies in between those two, but.
Hey, if you don't mind, I'd like to follow up in the last couple of minutes we have here with a conversation we had last week about expanding baseball.
Yeah.
Well, we have learned this week now that the Oakland Athletics have now purchased land in Las Vegas, and it looks for all the world like they're going to be moving to Las Vegas. Yeah. And because we were talking about, they have to take care of Oakland and the A's and the Rays. We have to take care of them first before they can expand. Well, it looks like that's where they're going to be going. And as I was listening to some people talk about it and everything, I realized this is not only is this – I mean, I feel bad for Oakland, okay?
Yeah.
And now a lot of people have been saying, well, they're not going there. They're not going to the – they're not showing up. Okay. They have the worst stadium.
Yeah.
And which the owners have put zero money in.
Yeah.
They have a team that is basically a AAA team right now,
yeah,
and cannot compete at the major league level, especially their pitching has been awful.
Yeah.
This is by design, okay?
Yep.
The ownership has wanted to get out of Oakland for a long time. Yeah. So how do you get – so people won't come to your games, have a lousy team,
yeah,
and don't have the stadium awful that no one wants to go to. They have possums in the press box.
Yeah.
They have a possum problem at the, in the Oakland Coliseum.
They played the fan base.
Yes, they did.
I don't know how you fix something like this, but owners shouldn't be able to get away with this.
No.
More times than not, an owner is not from that city, from that town. Mm-hmm. They don't have this love of the team that the fan base does and everything. It's really sad.
It is.
I hate to see it. I felt a certain way about this, and then I heard Tony Kornheiser talking about it,
mm-hmm,
and he had a take on it that I didn't expect, but I should have, knowing Tony Kornheiser and stuff. The A's weren't even originally in Oakland.
Of course not. Nope.
Yeah, you know, it's very rare almost to think of of teams that were originally still in the place. This is baseball. This is sports. Teams move all the time, and mm-hmm, it's just kind of like the way of the world and stuff. It still makes me sad.
Yeah.
But I thought he had a strong point that this is the way baseball's always
been. It is. And I got to give one more kudo here, because even though it is going to cost them their team, the Oakland City Council for not buckling under to the Oakland A's ownership. They have their priorities straight. They know that a baseball team is a lot of things, but it's not this magical revenue thing that everyone says it is. It's not like that. I give them credit for not buckling under to the pressure.
I really hope Oakland gets like a Northwoods team.
I hope so.
Something like that. I hope that it's not the same, but I hope that they take care of that fan base, because they love baseball over there.
One last thing. You think the ball flies in Colorado? Wait till you see Las Vegas, my friends. It's the desert. Do you want to go to a baseball game in the middle of July in the desert? I don't think so.
They're having a hard enough time filling up ballparks. I don't know what they're thinking.
Crazy.
That.
It's nuts.
Yeah. Thank you for co-hosting with us, Seth.
Not a problem.
Yeah, it was. We want to thank Tyler. Want to thank Coach Peckman, of course, for joining us. We'll have them joining us. We'll be talking Rafters and River Kings all year long. It's going to be a lot of fun right here. And a big shout out, of course, to Quality Post Printing, getting your words out. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Well, and more playmakers for you next week right here at WF. Well, you know what? I like how Pam says this.